Who's ready to hear the real reason? It's Ken, Colleen, and Kurtz. What happened? Presented by Fiscus Jewelers on Star 102.5.
Well, Melissa got in touch with us. She said she had gone out on a date with Will about 3 weeks ago. Last time they had talked to each other was about 2 weeks ago. They were messaging a little bit back and forth. And then it's gone totally silent since then. And the last we talked with Will said that the problem was it's sort of embarrassing. And if he doesn't know if he should say anything about it, actually. But Will, we kind of talked you into sharing with us a little bit more. So she and Melissa did ask us to call you. So why don't you tell us what's going on?
I was hesitating to say anything about it because it's sort of X-rated.
X-rated? You know, is that what you just said?
Yeah. We started sending naked pictures to each other.
Oh,
okay. You know, and, you know, the text turned into that. And then it just kind of spur of the moment, it came up. And that's, you know.
It sounds like you said you had a good time on the date. You're now sharing nudes with each other. So yeah. What's the problem? That's the thing,
is that we weren't really sharing nudes because the pictures she sent me were not hers.
Oh, they weren't her.
Oh, you don't think it was her. Now, no. What makes you think it wasn't her?
I know they weren't.
Okay.
I know they weren't. Because, like, her proportion, I mean, we went on a date. I got to see her, you know, and the proportions in the picture were all wrong, and the skin tone was different. And I was just like, these are not, and they look too professional. They just weren't her. It was not, she was not sending me real photos.
Okay. Well, maybe, you know, could she have been being, you know, silly about it? Like, you know.
No, it wasn't like they were so crazy that she was sending jokes. It was like, she was trying to pass them off as her.
Okay.
And they weren't her. And it just made me go, like, am I being catfished? What's going on here?
Gotcha. Okay.
Okay. That was weird. Okay. Well, right. We do have Melissa on the phone with us. Melissa, what do you have to say to this? Is it true or?
Yes, it's true. I'm so embarrassed.
Those weren't your pictures. I was right.
No, you were right. And I'm so very sorry. So let me explain. You know, we were texting really late at night. I'd had a really bad day at work. So it was a really long day. And I had went out and was running, and I went to a kickboxing class, and I was sweaty and gross and didn't have any makeup on, wasn't shaved. Like, it wasn't the moment to take a picture. Like, I didn't want to send him a picture of me looking like that. So, but then I didn't know what to do because we were having such a great banter back and forth, and I didn't want to spoil it, and I didn't want to ruin the moment, and I was just being lazy and stupid and just Googled somebody and stuck it on there. Like, I thought something was better than nothing. I didn't think he would take it that serious. Like, I'm so sorry.
It's just like, if I wanted just random photos of somebody, I could just look on the internet. There's plenty of them out there, if you have noticed.
Right.
So, I mean, it's like, just be real, you know. I mean, I understand what you're saying, and, you know.
Okay.
Yeah. It's okay. I mean, it's not a big deal. It's not really a big deal.
All right, so it's not a. We'll say it's not a big deal. Melissa was interested. Will, are you willing to give this a second chance? And
yeah, it's not a deal breaker. I mean,
okay.
If you want to send me photos in the future, make them real. I don't care if you the day after the gym. It's like, it's all good.
All right.
Okay.
Sorry.
Okay. Okay.
Oh,
just keep it real. Well, I mean, she did say the photos were close.
Yeah.
So,
I mean,
I think she was trying to be, you know, reasonable. All right. Well, good.
Well, glad this could work out. Kind of surprising that it did. But all right. Well, good luck. You obviously guys have each other's number. You can hook something up. Obviously, you have each other's number. You can send each other pictures moments after we get off the air with you. That's fine, too. But thank you, Melissa, for getting in touch with us. Will, thank you for joining us as well. And good luck to the both of you.
Yeah, it was fun.
Thank you, guys. Thank you so much. Next time I know, just say rain check.
Okay.
Yeah.
Tea was spilled, and we sipped it all. Ken, Colleen, and Kurtz, What Happened? Presented by Fiscus Jewelers. Hear a brand new What Happened Monday mornings, a little after 7:30 on Star 102.5.